The choice between two very different ways of governing. Give people whatever they want or give them what you believe they want. That's kind of right and wrong, right and left. I mean, I want this, so that's what I'm going to feed you. And the socialist system, that's it. Socialism and steroids is because you got to have my opinion. You got to share with me what I believe. And that ain't right. That's not very nice. Here's a left-wing writer. This guy is a real commie kind of guy. His name is Rob Rousio something, blah, blah, blah. And recently he wrote this. He said, I would rather my daughter date and marry an MS-13 member over a Republican. Okay, let's analyze that. Well, firstly, as we have now learned, he doesn't have a daughter. Secondly, he doesn't have a mind either, so I guess we don't have to worry too much about him. Senate Armed Services Committee member Lindsey Graham warned North Korea here just the other day, the dictator there, against canceling a planned summit event between himself, between Kim Jong-un, blah, 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 and President Donald Trump. He said this, if you are not serious about doing a deal with the President of the United States of America, if you're not serious about giving up nukes for a better life, do not meet with the President. If you try to play him, we're going to have a war and you are going to lose the war. That's pretty good talk. I like that. Okay, running, you know, running and jogging. I was at an event just the other day. It was a 5 kilometer run thing, and there was hundreds and hundreds of people there. It was in Kelowna, British Columbia. It was sponsored by the Running Room. John Stanton started the Running Room years ago, and I bump into John every now and again at races, particularly, and occasionally on an airplane. Great guy. He has 110 stores. He supports his community, so hey, you should support him if you're around one of his communities and buy those running shoes and all the running gear. And you know, I found it interesting that he still runs, of course, and that so many other people do, but I was interested enough to go home and hit the duckduckgo.com. That's a great search engine. Google, you look at something, you look at a white shirt, want to buy a white shirt, and forever you got white shirts coming up on your screen all the time, whereas duckduckgo.com, they don't track you, and I kind of like that. So I went there. I'm jumping all over. I'm riddled with ADD. Can you handle it? Just sit down and relax. You'll be able to follow along, I think. So I went on to DuckDuckGo, and I was curious, how many people run in America? I've ran forever, and I haven't been much for the last couple of years. My knees got old, but how many people run? It's estimated that more than 70 million runners exist in the United States and in Canada. And all I can say to those people is two things. One, great. Two, run your country. Get out and vote and have an opinion. And most of these people do have an opinion, but they're busy kind of living their own life because they've hired politicians that they assume will do their job because it's a job description. You know what? They don't. Don't run away from the politicians that we have. Run your country because we gave them a description. We gave them a job and they're doing the opposite. It's like hiring somebody to paint your house and you come home later and find out they changed the plumbing, they planted a bunch of trees and they cut other trees down and they give you the bill because it's your money. Okay, lastly, I got this. Are you ready? Little long, but just sit down. Deep breath. Text to neighbor. Hi, Fred. This is Richard next door. I've got a confession to make. I've been riddled with guilt for a few months and I've been trying to get up the courage to tell you face to face. At least I'm telling you now in this text. I can't live with myself a minute longer without you knowing this. The truth is that when you're not in town, I've been sharing your wife day and night. In fact, probably much more than you. I haven't been getting it at home recently, and I know that's no excuse. The temptation was just too great. I can't live with the guilt, and I hope you'll accept my sincere apology and forgive me. Please suggest a fee for usage and I'll pay you. Regards, Richard. Neighbor's response. Fred, feeling so angered and betrayed, grabbed his gun and shot Richard and he killed him. He went home, he poured himself a stiff drink and sat down on the sofa and said, whew, got that job out of the way. He then looked at his iPhone and he discovered a second text from Richard. Hi, Fred. Richard here again. Sorry about the typo in my last text. I expect you figured it out and noticed that the darn autocorrect had changed Wi-Fi to wife technology, huh? It's going to be the death of all of us. Hey, y'all, come back tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.